welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 25th. You'll be interested to know, 111 years ago, today in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which allowed for a federal income tax, came into effect, marking a significant shift in the United States fiscal policy. This amendment fundamentally changed the government's ability to raise revenue, influencing economic and social dynamics across the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest high sets, light offshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet through the morning, but expect a shift as winds turn onshore by 9 a.m., increasing to 5 to 10 mile per hour. Conditions will become choppy as the day progresses, with sets building to 4 to 6 feet by afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3 feet at 12 seconds, and the onshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 5.5 feet just before 7 a.m., with a -1-foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday, we'll see wave heights starting at knee-to-waist high and building to overhead by Friday afternoon. Mornings offer clean conditions with light offshore winds, transitioning to choppy surf in the afternoon as winds shift to onshore from the west. Expect fairly consistent surf, with Friday reaching its peak before conditions gradually stabilize. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 57 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:19. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday, with temperatures reaching a pleasant 74 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 52 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 78. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with lows around 53 to 55. Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 67 and 64. Saturday night brings a chance of rain showers with a low around 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego City Council member Sean Elo Rivera is advocating for a substantial increase in pay for tourism workers, proposing a minimum wage of $25 for hotel, event center, and janitorial service workers. This proposal will be discussed at the Select Committee on Addressing Cost of Living. The ordinance aims to adjust the minimum wage annually based on the Consumer Price Index and ensure it aligns with federal or state minimum wage rates. If approved, approximately 8,000 local hotel workers would benefit from this increase, which could impact the local economy significantly. Now on to sports. The Major League Soccer season is officially underway, and the opening weekend brought thrilling moments, including a controversial video assistant referee decision during the New York City Football Club and Inter Miami match. This led to extra time and a dramatic late equalizer. San Diego Football Club impressed with a victory over the reigning champions, Los Angeles Galaxy. The hosts, Christian Polanco and Alexis Guerreros, also discussed the Premier League action, highlighting Liverpool's triumph over Manchester City and Arsenal's fading championship hopes after a loss to West Ham. In local sports, the Los Angeles Kings showcased an impressive performance last night as they dominated the Golden Knights 5-2 in Los Angeles. Trevor Moore scored two crucial goals, and Warren Fogle's go-ahead score sealed the deal. The Kings surged in the third period, with Kevin Fiala adding the final touch, bringing LA to a record of 31-17-7. Tomorrow night, the Kings host the Canucks at home. Meanwhile, tonight, the Lakers, with a 34-21 record, host the Dallas Mavericks at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James, averaging 27 points per game, leads the Lakers against Kyrie Irving's Mavericks, who stand 31-27. The Lakers are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, in 2023, Americans aged 60 and older lost over $1.6 billion to cryptocurrency scams, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. A staggering 16,806 individuals reported being victimized. To protect your retirement savings, it is crucial to be aware of red flags and to conduct thorough research. Financial advisors can help navigate legitimate investment opportunities and steer clear of risky ventures. Education is key, as scams like fake initial coin offerings and phishing schemes often target older adults. Consider safer investments, such as precious metals and real estate, to avoid the volatility of cryptocurrencies. In business news, Sun Communities has announced a definitive agreement to sell 100% of its interests in the Safe Harbor Marinas business to affiliates of Blackstone Infrastructure for an all-cash purchase price of $5.6 billion. This transaction is expected to close in the second quarter. Shares of Sun Communities rose 7% to $135.31 in early afternoon trading. The sale aligns with Sun's strategy to refocus on its core manufactured housing and recreational vehicle segments, while providing financial flexibility for debt reduction and shareholder distributions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to $92,000. Ethereum is down 11% to just over $2,500. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 24% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. North Korea has executed its largest cryptocurrency heist to date, stealing approximately $1.4 billion worth of Ethereum, equating to about 400,000 coins, from the cryptocurrency exchange Bybit. The company's CEO, Ben Zhou, stated that they have secured new funding and can cover all withdrawals, although a previous exchange CEO made similar claims before his platform collapsed. researchers identified North Korea's state-sponsored Lazarus Group as the culprit, known for other major thefts. This incident highlights the vulnerabilities of exchanges, where social engineering tactics can lead to substantial losses, emphasizing the need for stronger regulations. And in entertainment news, Colin Farrell, who recently won an award for his role as the villainous character in The Penguin, expressed that he is in no rush to pursue a second season. Backstage at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, he stated, "I have no deep desire to do it," emphasizing the importance of maintaining the show's quality. Although he is open to ideas that align with Matt Reeves' cinematic universe, he is not actively seeking it. Farrell, reflecting on his childhood dreams, described playing the Penguin as madness. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American adventurer and author, Christopher McCandless. And he said, "The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences, and hence, there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon, for each day to have a new and different sun." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.